Chase William D-Mace, 102.5, 106.3, The Game. You can join Big Joe Dubin and Elijah Campbell tonight for the Apple Collision Center's Game Blitz, presented by National Playmakers Academy from 6 until midnight. They'll preview the big games and then take you through a night of high school football around the mid-state. The Apple Collision Center's Game Blitz, presented by National Playmakers Academy on 102.5, 106.3, The Game. Chase McCabe, Willie Donick, Derek Mason here with you. We say hello to Big Joe Dubin, who's on the line with us, and a noted Magnum PI fan. JoJo, how you doing?
I'm doing great. Anytime you play that, my whole body goes into another level. So thank you for doing
yes.
that.
No question. But Joe, we've got to get down to the bottom of a crime story that, or a potential crime story that you reported on when the Doobie Brothers came in the other night. Apparently there was a bootlegging attempt by Raj, Rerun, and Dwayne. What happened? What happened?
Well, they went to the Doobie Brothers concert, and they were going to illegally record the show right on their tape recorder. And Dan Rerun dropped the tape recorder, and the show stops, and they pull up to the side. You know what's funny is that we all remember that episode. Right?
Yes, that's why I'm laughing. Oh, my goodness. Right? That's why I'm laughing.
This is so over my head right now.
It's for, like, you know, for Derek and Willie and I mean, you know, what's happening was a fantastic
exactly.
show.
Oh, the best.
It only ran for like 3 or 4 seasons, but an iconic episode was Rerun. This guy paid Rerun to go and bootleg a copy yes. of the Doobie Brothers. I think they're playing at their high school gym or something. And so when they come to town, then I'm thinking, man, Doobie Brothers, I immediately think about that episode. And you know what's crazy and weird about this? Is it takes you back to a time when, like, everything was all right in your life.
Absolutely.
Weird.
Yes.
Weird. And so see that picture, and Willie, I'm glad you got it. A lot of people, you know, it's old Chase. I mean, you're younger. I'm obviously not going to get it. But so many people, I put it on my Facebook page, like 50 and 60 years old, just commented. And it was just great to see everybody kind of laughing and doing that. So that was wonderful. Really good time with
that. They actually had the Doobie Brothers on the TV show.
Yes.
I mean, and they were performing. It was great. And I remember the first time I saw it, it was one of those to be continued. Like, it was such a shock. Like, you, Raj and Rerun, they're good guys. They would never try to do anything like
right.
that. But they got coaxed in by the wrong guy. And when that tape recorder fell out and they stopped in the middle of the song, I felt so bad for them. I was like, oh, my God, what's going to happen? And then, of course, to be continued.
Yes.
You had to wait until the next episode to find
man.
Out.
You got to
yeah,
love
that's
those.
Right. Like, for Chase and his generation, those three guys were the original Napster. There's the one stealing the songs and putting it out there. So it was great, man. And, you know, for those with the show, it was a great time and everything. But, I mean, that episode aired in the late 70s. And it's just, I mean, it's memorable today as it was, God, 35, 40 years ago.
Yeah, it's so funny. And then, of course, the tape recorder, you take a look at it, it's from the 70s. Like, what? The guy is like, hey, we want the Doobie Brothers. That's like the most low-def recording you could possibly, and it's in Rerun's pocket too. Like, what's the sound quality coming through?
Did they even have deaf back then?
He's like, got a trench coat on. So funny. Everything about that was fantastic.
You bring up Napster, and Nick, our producer, is probably like, what is that?
Exactly.
Like,
Napster? You mean hamster?
No. Use a nap. But anyway, Joe, it's hard to believe we're in week 9 of the high school football season. It's just crazy how much it's flown by. But, you know, I think a lot of people look at 6A and how competitive 6A is, and you want to focus on, you know, the big schools and Oakland and Brentwood and Blackman, teams like that. But I've been intrigued by 5A, especially in Nolensville. I mean, we remember when Will Hester left Ravenwood. He goes to Nolensville to start that program. Now he's back at Ravenwood. And you look at them at 8-0, being one of the best teams out of that classification, and look like they're in a tough region. Page is a very good football team. Then you got, you know, on the other side, Henry County, Mumford out of West Tennessee. But Nolensville looks poised to really make a run this year, and I think that's cool to see.
Well, not only is it cool to see, but that is a, you know, the game last week where they won and they beat Page, and that game, you know, went to overtime, and Nolensville didn't lead except for the final score. That's all you care about. But, I mean, just the excitement, the atmosphere, and you know, Coach Derek over there has done a great job of building that up. You know, And again, it all starts in junior high. And you build these kids up and you get them in your program and you develop them. And it's just like, you know, kind of like the NFL when you put guys on the practice squad and you see something in them and you develop them. You put them on the team and they make plays and they build and they get in your culture. It's great to see that too. But you also talk about, you know, you flip over on the other side. You got Mount Juliet, Green Hill, White County. Yep. I mean, it is a 5A is difficult to play. Nolensville, I mean, when you hit the playoffs, and we said on the show every Friday night, Henry County might be the most underrated high school football program in the state of Tennessee. I mean, they're always good. We always take them for granted, and they're just powerful. I mean, another thing that Henry County is in 5A, they've got to travel half the state to play their away games. I mean, they got to go to Portland, to Springfield, to Clarksville. So it's not like they're going 5 minutes down the road. There's long trips there, but there's amazing football. And I tell you, it's being played from 1A to 6A, the private schools. It's really good. And another game, you know, speaking of that, you talk about, you know, we always focus on the 6A. The biggest game tonight, in my opinion, is one that you go like, oh, okay, whatever. But it's a two-way game tonight, and it's East Robertson at Westmoreland. And it's for the region. Mm. And it's going to be packed up there tonight. It's got a great environment at Westmoreland High School. Both teams are undefeated in the region. They're not far apart. It's just a huge game. So if you're out up north tonight, check out Westmoreland and East Robertson because there's so much on the line for that game tonight. And if you come a little bit more on the other side of Sumner County, there is a huge, huge football game. It's the top game. Now we got Junie Riddle out there tonight, our Game Blitz reporter, and it's Beach at Gallatin.
Yeah, I was about to bring that up.
So 2 years ago, this game was played over at Beach. I'm sorry, back in 2019. There's probably, that stadium holds like 3,000. There was 10,000 people there. I mean, they had it roped off six deep all the way around. And those guys just bang hats all the time. There's a lot of pride in that. And this is a huge game thing in the region. So, plus, I've told you guys forever, Gallatin is one of the best atmospheres for high school football. The stands are literally on top of the field. Not literally, but basically on top of the field. They play at the old junior high. They've got fans sitting around. It's just a great place to watch high school football. It's going to be beautiful tonight. And that game tonight will go a long way to determine who wins the region. And it's going to be packed. It's going to be loud. If you're going, I'd go early. They got tailgaters there. It's another game in Middle Tennessee, which really promotes and makes what high school football is all about.
Now, Joe, which team or teams, you know, has been a disappointment or has been a surprise to you?
Oh, that's a great question. There's a lot of teams like that. You know, as far as, you know, CPA started out really rough, right? They lost a couple of close games. And then they go out last week, Derek, and they beat Oakland. Mm-hmm. And you're like, oh, okay, all right, I get this now. Because a team loses early and out-of-region games, you're like, oh, well, they're 1-4. Look, remember, all you got to do is win your region games and you get into the playoffs. And seeing CPA last week do that, beat Oakland the way they did, was just simply amazing. And it got people talking, like, hey, what's going on there? What's happening over there? Then I got to talk about, and I know I'm a homer, but, you know, really knows this. I love Metro schools. I love Metro. But to see the job that Fred Burnett's doing at McGavick, he's got them 2-2, second in the region, and a great job. You know, and it's tough coaching in Metro. I mean, there's a lot of these things pulling these kids away. And this coach has done a great job of building a great environment over there, and I'm so proud of what he's doing right now. And the same goes at Arsente Broom and Overton. I mean, these teams, they go out of county, they get beat, you know, and sometimes they get beat really bad, but you go back inside the region, they play well. I'm really proud of McGavick and Overton and the job that they've done this year, really competing and setting themselves for a nice playoff run.
It's one of the things I love about high school football. There's so many angles and lenses that you're looking for, depending on where you live, who you follow, but there's a lot of ways to enjoy it. Let me ask you one sort of towards the top. Joe, Marcel Reed for NBA. We've seen a lot of really good high school quarterbacks come and go. Looks like he's having a pretty good year last I checked. Where does he fit on the spectrum for you? I know he's headed to Ole Miss. He's got a bright future.
Well, they had a game earlier this year, Willie. They were down by like 4 points. They were playing, I think it was, I'm going to pull it up right now. They were down in Chattanooga. It was late in the game. They were playing McCauley, all right? They were down 20-16, they had the ball like their 10-yard line a minute and a half to go, and this dude just went next level and let him, and I talked to the head coach, Marty Uberot at NBA, it was like, he didn't flinch. I mean, he had some receivers that were dropping passes, you know, they had crucial third longs, And he didn't flinch. And he just drove him down the field, and they won the game over a really good football team. And you don't see that. I'm sorry. We've covered football, high school football, a long time. You just don't see that of any kid. And to see him do that, march him down the field, and what he does week in and week out is just something else. And I hate to use the word, you know, he's a generational talent, because next year there'll be another good quarterback that'll come along and this and that. But just watching him dissect the defense and playing, I mean, he's a guy we're going to talk about in the same breath as a Golden Tate going forward. I mean, somebody just, when you saw him, you knew. I mean, he had that certain je ne sais quoi. You can't describe what it is, but he's got it. And that's exactly what Marcel Reed has. I mean, he's fantastic.
Joe, I've told you this story before. I'll never forget. I was a junior in high school, and we went in a scrimmage. FRA went in scrimmage, JP2. And the coach basically looked at me and said, hey, watch this receiver, this player. He lined up anywhere. Right. And, and I said, okay. And first play, I mean, he just takes off, just blasts everybody and takes it to the house. And I just turned and looked at him and go, he's pretty good. Don't think you're going to stop him. And it was Golden Tate.
Right. Yeah. Well, if you get a chance, you know, Jeff Brothers, the head coach at Nashville Christian, and I know you know Jeff Brothers.
Sure.
I think Jeff Brothers is the most underrated high school football coach I've ever seen, I've ever covered. All he does is win. All he does is win every single year. But he was his coach at Pope John Paul. And there's that game against Goodpasture back in 05 or 06 where Golden Tate scored three touchdowns in like 75 seconds. He ran a punt back. They got the onside kick. Then they did an end around to him, and he scored again. Then they stopped Goodpasture, and they punted to him for some reason, and he ran the punt back. I mean, three touchdowns in a minute and a half late in the game. He was that generational talent. Like, all right, you know, then he goes to Notre Dame, and he wins the Blitnikoff Award and, you know, gets a Super Bowl with the Seahawks. So you see that happening out there. And that's what I love about high school football, man. You see these kids, and we're talking about Golden Tate from 16 years ago. And it's so great to watch these kids. And, you know, and I'm weird. I take such pride in seeing these kids on Saturday when they're in college. You know, and Derek knows this. I mean, to get to the NFL is you very, very, very slim. To get to Saturdays, it's not bad. But to watch these guys compete on Saturdays after watching them on Friday night, it's like I'm just a proud uncle, man. It's really cool to watch these kids. That's why I love the show on Friday night, because we get to talk to the coaches, reporters, you know, and they promote these kids and how great they are. And even kids who aren't going to play, you know, beyond December and their career's over, it doesn't matter. You know, these kids get on there. I wrote a story last week about, you know, there's a kid that was on a team that went 1-9 last year, never made the playoffs. And he asked me, he's like, you know, was it worth it? And I told him, guys, I said, every single thing you did in high school football was worth it. Think about it. The practices, the friendships, the relationships, the winning, the losing, everything you accomplish is going to build you in life. And it all started because of what you do in high school football. So, damn, yes, every second you spent playing high school football was worth it. Whether you won a state championship or not, it doesn't matter. The fact that you're out there a part of something greater than yourself, you're not going to find that in life when you go on. So I just want these kids to know that every second they're out there, it's special, and they are special kids.
Yeah, no doubt about it. You guys will get it started at 6 o'clock tonight. What coaches you got coming on?
Did we have a fumble? Did we have a fumble? Did
you fumble something?
Or was that Rerun's tape recorder falling out of the pocket?
I'm here. I dropped my headphones like an idiot, but I'm here.
It sounded like the tape recorder for Rerun when it fell out of the trench coat.
Stop the show.
Oh, no. What coaches are coming on?
I appreciate you guys.
Okay. Thanks, Joe. Appreciate you.
They'll have multiple coaches. Don't worry. I'm not worried about the covers. They're going to do a great job.
Big Joe Newman.
Okay, I want you to YouTube it. You could probably get it on YouTube, right? Or Hulu. So Chase, I want you to watch it. Doobie Brothers, What's Happening?
Yeah.
Okay.
When the Doobie Brothers came to Bridgestone the other night, Joe tweeted out breaking news. It was hilarious. He had a picture of the team.
I saw it. I just didn't get it. But I'll look it up during the break.
It's a great episode. This is, great
TV. Look, Nick and I both are – it's in over our heads. So there you go. Again, the Game Blitz starting tonight, 6 o'clock. Big Joe and Elijah Campbell will have great coverage there. Coming up next, I'm going to YouTube this, but also we're going to discuss what's happening with Dan Snyder right now. He's claiming he's got a ton of dirt on the other owners as he feels backed into a corner. What does that mean moving forward? We'll get into that Coming up next, it's Chase Willie and D-Mace, 102.5, 106.3 The Game.
That was one bad game, man. That's a